Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Josh and I'm calling from Research Associates. I hope you're doing well.
From where?
From Research Associates. I hope you're doing well. We're just conducting a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide election in October 2023?
Very.
Thank you, sir. And do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
I don't know, John. What am I, Hispanic or white?
White. Thank
we'll go with
you,
white.
Sir. Thank you. And thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Are you talking about the state of public school buildings, like the repair status? What exactly?
Yeah, about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, sir.
Very dissatisfied?
Not at all satisfied, right?
Not at all satisfied.
Okay, and do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important to you?
Somewhat important.
Thank you, sir. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss about the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
No confidence.
Thank you, sir. And if the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Ooh, that's a tough one. One second. Probably vote for it?
Probably vote for it. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one best reflects your view, sir?
Yes? Sorry, I was in the middle. I'm at work right now in the middle of something. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. We have, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
Should continue to be a priority.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be not at all influenced, a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first
somewhat
one is,
influenced.
The first one is learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Do you strongly, somewhat, influence a little, or not at all influence with this one?
Somewhat influenced.
Thank you, sir. And what about learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage? Do you strongly, somewhat, influence a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly influenced.
Strongly influenced. Thank you, sir. And what about learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes? Do you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence with this one?
Strongly influenced.
Thank you, sir. And what about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city? Do you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them? Do you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly.
Thank you. The last one is learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Strongly influenced.
Strongly, sir. Thank you very much. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you, sir. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school? Yes or no?
No.
No. What about a
teacher? Nobody loves me.
Okay.
No, I'm not a teacher.
What about a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
Nope.
No. So that would be not affiliated with a New Orleans public school?
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
I just know education is important.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Between 18 and 30 years old? Between 31
that one,
and 40?
That one.
Okay. Now, stop me when you hear the last grade you have completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, or graduate or professional school?
College grad.
College grad. The last question is, do you own or rent your home, sir?
I rent because I cannot fucking afford anything.
Okay, thank you, sir. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.